This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. By the way, we do it seven nights per week. You can join Mark for the live Sunday edition tomorrow. And if you don't get every single 7 day per week, 3 hour per night show on your local talk radio station, give them a call and ask them real nicely to add some more Free Talk Live, or add Free Talk Live if they don't carry any of us. Once again, freetalklive.com is where you can find us online. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind, certainly Ron Paul is on the brain for a lot of people this weekend. Being we're here in New Hampshire, that's why we do the show, and so clearly, you know, this is a hot weekend for Ron Paul in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
In fact, as I understand it, that as we speak right now in Manchester, there's a huge party for the Ron Paul campaigners. They've been out all day knocking on doors and stuff like that. And so there, I guess, Jordan Page, who we interviewed
earlier. Don't party too hard, folks. There's still, you know, Sunday and Monday to go.
Jordan Page, who we interviewed earlier, will be performing live down there. Adam Kokesh is going to be speaking. I believe Tom Woods is also going to be speaking. Some of these folks are well-known within the Liberty movement. And so I hope they have themselves a good time tonight. 855-450-FREE is the phone number here. Your question earlier, Mark, was regards to Ron Paul. If you aren't supporting Ron Paul, why not? What is it that, what is your objection to Ron Paul? 855-450-FREE is the number. We continue with you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Ray, listening in Oregon. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, with regard to the marriage and the gay rights and so on and so forth, I think the whole discussion is misdirected. The whole issue, or the primary issue, is a matter of definition. I don't refer to you as a human being. I refer to you as a man. You're different than a woman. Gays should have the same rights as people to get married, but a marriage is a civil union between a man and a woman. Pick another name for a civil union between two gay couples, for a gay couple.
I used to agree with this statement, and I've one of the reasons that I tend to not do it now is because the situation where black people and white people had different drinking fountains. That many gays have found. I just want to finish the thought. Many gays have found that the civil union idea hasn't worked for them as well, and that they're still finding a great deal of discrimination in the area. They're not able to visit loved ones in the hospital because they're not married to them. They're not able to receive money through.
That's the matter. Again, that's to our common objection of the government being involved. The government should allow civil union couples the same rights as married couples. But there are
different
definitions. A horse is not a zebra. And I'm a head. I advocate for zebras. I want all my animals to be called horses.
But what if gay people want to call them?
All the advantages that horses have.
But
the Kentucky Derby, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I'm being facetious.
I get the idea. What if gay people want to call the contract that they have with each other a marriage? And doesn't that kind of fall under the
why don't I call you a human being instead of a man?
You may, if you wish.
Well, no, words change over time, Ray. I mean, don't you? I mean, it's certainly the truth that the English language has modified over time. And to me, a marriage is just an agreement between two or more people. People to come together and live together and love each other.
That's your current interpretation.
Yeah, well,
the way they're trying to push it, and I think
polygamy's been around for a long time, and gay people have been around for a long time too.
Approach.
But wait a minute, polygamy has been around for a long time. Is it not a marriage when a man marries two women or a woman marries two men?
But why they don't call it a marriage? They call it polygamy.
But they do call it a marriage.
They did it in the Bible.
Okay, you got me on that one.
Definition
change. Thanks, Ray, for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How is it in any way, if I were gay, and I'm not, but if Mark, you and I were a gay couple. And
oh, good. I love analogies where I'm your gay lover.
If we wanted to express our love for one another and contract for to be together for a long time on in the future. And
it just makes my skin crawl.
What would be... how would that harm Ray in any way, shape, or form?
Well, I don't think Ray's claiming that it would. But I mean, you're.
But it's, he's taking personal affront to the idea
defining things, and I think that that's look, ho. He's defining a word as he sees it, and that's fine with me. I'm just concerned that the people that implement the definition of the word don't have the same sort of thoughts in their mind that Ray does. Ray doesn't care. He wants gay people to be able to, you know, gay couples to have the same rights as heterosexual couples, and as I think they should. The problem
is when you distinguish
between one type and the other type of marriage, then some people are not going to give the rights of ones towards the other, and I think that that's what gay couples want the term marriage. And, you know, I absolutely don't think the government should be involved in this at all, and that marriages should be handed out by people or organizations, groups that wish to hand them out, so people can get married in front of their God. And you know, in some Quaker meetings, so I'm a Quaker. In some Quaker meetings, you absolutely could. Well, they would never marry to gay people. In others, they absolutely would. So they work it out themselves inside their own paradigm. Why can't we do it here? Well, because the government's gotten involved, and the government is a tool of exclusion.
Well, what I heard from Ray was that he was personally offended that somebody who was gay would use the term marriage. That is somehow a shot against what he believes marriage to be. And I don't understand.
Married for a few years, quite a few years now, and I'm married here in a state where marriage is legal, made legal through the legislature, not through a judge. And I think everything's okay with my marriage.
So it hasn't harmed your marriage if gay people have gotten married.
And if there's anything wrong with my marriage, it has nothing to do with gay people getting married. I'm not going to be getting a divorce next week because, oh my God, my marriage has been ruined by gay people. I think that that's silly. Now, I'm not saying Ray was saying that. That's a silly stand as far as I'm concerned, and it's really just an excuse that people use to get involved in other folks' business.
Michael's on the line listening in Norfolk. We had a technical difficulty earlier with his phone. And I don't know what happened, but Michael, whenever we have technical problems, you're always welcome to call back, and you did. So you were telling us that you thought that Rick Santorum, this presidential candidate who is trying to foist his religious viewpoint and his morals on everybody else, may end up in some sort of a sex scandal, and you were citing some sort of I guess people living in a building in Washington, D.C., and some alleged adultery. Go ahead quickly with the remainder of what that's all about.
Well, the senator was Senator John Ensign. He did resign, but the wife of his legislative aide, with whom he committed adultery, he by this group of evangelical lawmakers was advised to pay a sum in excess of $1 million to his offended a legislative assistant. But Nightline, he went on Nightline instead and blew the story wide open. Unfortunately, this is not being heard in Virginia.
Now, when you say he, you mean this other senator who got caught for adultery?
No, I'm saying that the offended husband, instead of taking the money and being quiet about this senator having an affair with his wife, he instead went on Nightline and blew the whistle on them. Now, the problem is this. Rick Santorum is closely allied with the evangelical and conservative Catholics who were involved in trying to cover up this affair and who may be guilty of crimes in the way in which they tried to do it by advising this payment of money.
Interesting allegations, Michael. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Virginia to WCHB in Charlottesville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling in opposition to Ron Paul, and you said you wanted to hear
what are your thoughts?
People call in. Well, I'm a recovering drug addict, and
okay.
I don't think that legalization of drugs is a good way to uphold the republic. I think that our founders wanted us to be moral and virtuous.
I'd love to hear more about your story. If you can stick with us, Chris, I'd like to bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You'd think that a recovering drug addict would be one of the first people who would tell you that drugs should be decriminalized.
Should be interesting.
But I would like to hear more about why he doesn't think that. 855-450-FREE, why it is that putting drug users in prison cells is somehow a good idea. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free. toll-free number for you, 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. What is SACL CAI anyway?
It's a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. If you've got a business and you didn't get into business to handle the books, accounts receivable, collections, whatever goes into to making the business work, you just want to do plumbing or doctoring or whatever it is you do. SACL CAI can handle your accounts receivable, your collections, your early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. And their employees are trained to treat your clients with respect. They know that's important. Not only did you get your money, but you keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. They're a big sponsor of Free Talk Live, have been for a very long time. And you can see their banner, freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've got a new website. Go check it out, SACL CAI.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. And Chris is on the line with us. We've been talking about Ron Paul. Mark, you'd asked the question, why is it that you, if you don't agree with Ron Paul, why are you opposed to him? And Chris, you've called in from Charlottesville there to say that you are a former drug addict, a recovering drug addict, and that you think that Ron Paul's viewpoint on the war on drugs is incredibly bad. So tell me more about your story.
Well, I, for 17 years, I used marijuana basically to self-medicate from a pretty horrific family situation. And that was the only way that I could really deal with it at the time. Became hooked on it and used it until I was 29. Took major, major life problems that I couldn't overcome in order to put it down, as well as seeing the death of my parents, who were both drug addicts. That was very...
Were they marijuana addicts?
No, my father was alcoholic, and my mother was prescription drugs. And, okay. You know, they were also self-medicating. And I think that that's one of the major reasons that I'm against Ron Paul, is that most people in our country and most people in other societies, they use drugs to self-medicate. That's mostly why people do it. Mm-hmm. And they do it without necessarily knowing it. I didn't know it until I got clean, until 5 years after I got clean, when I got into the step work and actually found out what damage had been done. And, you know, when we put these situations where people are running from their lives, which is what I was doing, and we enable that, I think we're severely compromising who we are as a people to have a free country.
I'm curious, do you think that we could solve the alcoholism problem in the United States by incarcerating people who drink and use alcohol?
I think that if that adds to their bottom and they hit their rock bottom by having to do a prison sentence and they get into the rooms and they do the 12 steps, I think that's the best way. The 12 steps is the only thing that works.
I'm going to take it a little further. Tobacco, big killer. I mean, it kills people. Do you think that that America would be better off if we incarcerated people who use tobacco?
No, because tobacco does not make people's lives unmanageable.
It shortens them. I mean, you know, my grandmother and my father died from
sure,
cigarettes.
That's fine, but it doesn't make their lives unmanageable.
And you're saying marijuana does?
Oh, I know it does. It's
okay,
not
well,
a question.
Before you go on, now, I can't consume caffeine. I mean, ask my partner here. If I have a Diet Coke, I go over the deep end. There are people right. with allergies to caffeine, and I'm one of them. I mean, I just flip out. It is a drug, and it affects me adversely. Do you think my life would be better if I was incarcerated for using caffeine?
No, we haven't deemed ourselves as a society to see that tobacco and caffeine and alcohol are worthy of jail time. Now, you kill somebody.
If I'm in a society with you, then we haven't deemed that marijuana is worth it, because I don't think marijuana is worth incarcerating people for either. So whatever society is, I don't think you get to define it.
Well, I think that everybody has a free opinion in this country, thank God. The more drug addicts.
Unfortunately, your opinion is that you want to lock me into a cage. Whoa, 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 Chris. Unfortunately, your opinion is you want to lock me and my friends into a cage.
No, I didn't say that. The more people that we have that are addicted to drugs making social policy, the less chance we have of being able to express our opinion, sir.
You think that Ron Paul's addicted to drugs?
More chance of a tyranny. There's much more chance of a tyranny. This is a very, very great gift we've been given, sir.
Wait, I'm confused, Chris. I've got some more questions.
We can't take it lightly. You know,
I've got some more questions for you, Chris. I really want to know what you think. Hold on, before you go on, I really would like to know what you think here, because
you said... Bill W. from AA said that we can't let a good idea get in the way of the best idea.
Well, and I think it's a terrible idea to lock peaceful people in a cage who haven't harmed anyone else, but yet that's what you've advocated here tonight. Maybe I misunderstood you. Let me make sure I'm clear. You're saying that people who smoke marijuana all have a problem and need to be put in a cage. Is that right?
I'm saying the people who habitually use it every day probably need to stop in order to uphold our republic. That's what I'm saying.
And the best way to get them to stop is throwing them in a cage, along with alcoholics, right? Or people
who use
alcohol, right?
If that adds to their bottom, sir, and that causes them enough pain, the only thing that got me to change was pain.
Well, I've got
to
say, you're
you
in
to say
the
that
small
I need to
minority of Americans that think that alcohol
who
should be made illegal.
I'm not telling you you need to change, sir. I'm telling you what I had to do. I am not making any judgment about your life.
Is it possible that your story
is... I am only sharing with you. I'm sharing with you what happened in my life.
Chris,
if
great.
You take
I'm, glad, you know, I'm sorry to hear that
you
had a tough time with marijuana, but right now, Chris, in this country, there are millions of people that use marijuana on a recreational basis, in some cases on a daily basis, and they have absolutely no problem functioning in their life. They're responsible, productive members of society, and you're advocating that they be thrown in a cage. Do you realize how destructive that is?
I'm realizing more destruction from people that are using that substance in instead of accepting their responsibility in a free society. We
who
have
are
to be
you
the
to
best
say? Who
be.
Are you, Chris? Who are you to
yeah.
say that by my use of marijuana, and I've been using it for my whole adult life, who are you to say that I'm not accepting responsibility?
I can't tell you, sir, I can't tell you to stop. Nobody could tell me to stop. It's up to you to find out the time to stop. But I can tell you this for sure. I'm a much better person, much more responsible, and I can see things a lot more clearly now that I don't have that drug in my system and
many
I'm no
religions,
longer
sick. Many religions will use drugs to get onto a higher plane. Peyote comes to mind with Native Americans. So do you think that they are wrong and that they should be thrown in jail for expressing sort of their religious beliefs?
Maybe that's one of the reasons that the Anglos dominated the Indians when we came here, sir, other
what?
Than numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if they had a straight head, they would
have
figured
illnesses.
Out what was happening.
It might have been illnesses like syphilis and smallpox that probably killed most of the Indians.
No, I mean, really, it's a matter of who's dominating in our world, sir.
And you want to dominate peaceful people, you, because you had a problem, Chris, because you had a problem, you want to dominate peaceful people.
The Western way of life is the dominant way of life in the world, sir. There's a reason for it. We have to be responsible in order to carry freedom. It's not a gift given
lightly. What are you talking about?
You can't have freedom by throwing people in cages for smoking plants. That's not freedom.
Well, right.
Whatever you're talking about is not freedom.
Freedom
you can
is...
talk about this tyranny, and you can call it freedom, but it's not.
You're the one who's advocating for tyranny, and Chris, you're the little tyrant here because you believe that your story is completely applicable to everyone else who's ever used those drugs, and I'm telling you you're wrong. I'm telling you that I am plenty productive, and I'm plenty responsible. I've gotten to where I am today in life, which is, you know, the host of a talk show on over 100 radio stations, because I'm responsible, and I'm someone who honors my agreements, and I'm somebody who can get a job done when I need
and you
to get
pot like a choo-choo.
Not
guess what? I can also tell you, because we're in a free world, in a free country, that you
that's
are
nonsense,
wrong and you're
Chris.
In denial. Thank you very much. That's my thing.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll bring Chris back here in a moment because he's
how
absolutely
can you be
outrageous.
In denial if you're not having, you know, there aren't the effects. I mean,
right.
I've seen the effects of addiction. You don't seem to have them.
1-855-450-FREE. That's correct, because marijuana isn't a physically addictive drug.
No, it's more addictive than ice cream.
Right. Chris has an addictive personality, and the problem is with Chris. And the problem is with Chris because he wants to throw peaceful people in a cage. That's tyranny, and it's not freedom. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Don't forget, we have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone would like quick access to our live streams and podcast. Just visit m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. I like to go over the website at LibertyStickers.com and just read some of them. There's one here at the top says, "Wake up and smell the fascism." The only thing that government does well is nothing at all, and they have all kinds of other, bad criminals go to jail, the best go to Washington. It's a good one. LibertyStickers.com. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com.
All right. Chris is still on the line here with us listening in Charlottesville to WCHV. So far, he's told us his personal story that he believes he was addicted to marijuana. He believes that it had a negative effect on his life, and so therefore, his personal experience must be the same as everyone else's, and so everyone else should be thrown in a cage who smokes marijuana and who drinks alcohol because, in his opinion...
He's not firm on alcohol. Go ahead. Let's
He said throw alcoholics in a cage because it will hit their rock bottom. It'll make their rock bottom even more rocky. It'll make their bottom even further down. And so, therefore, it will encourage them to be better people when they get out. Of course, he's ignoring the fact that when you get thrown into a cage, you usually lose your job. And there are plenty of functional
family,
alcoholics.
House.
Right? Your family gets screwed over. You might not be able to make your rent payments, so they get thrown out into the street. But, you know, all that aside, it's okay because it's the rock bottom for that person. But I'd like to point out there are plenty of alcoholics out there who are what you call functional alcoholics. They drink at night, but they still get up in the morning to go to work. And these people, you're going to destroy their lives by putting them in a cage. And there are plenty of marijuana users who are not addicts. They're not, you know, they don't have to have marijuana. It's just something that they use for recreational purposes. And he believes those people should be put into a cage because, again, I think the issue here is that, Chris, you have an addiction issue. You were addicted to marijuana, not because of marijuana, but because you have an addictive personality. There have been plenty of, there's been studies that show that marijuana is not an addictive drug. It's just that some people who have addictive personalities can get addicted to it. So I'm just sorry to hear that you keep using terms like freedom as though your position is somehow pro-freedom. You're talking about locking people in cages. That's in no way a advocacy of freedom. In a free world, and we don't live in one, but in a free world, people would be able to live their lives how they want to, so long as they don't harm anyone else. And my personal choice of recreational drugs to use is in no way affecting you.
Well, I'm not calling for to attack people personally. I'm just sharing my own experience.
Well, when you advocate someone be thrown into a cage, Chris, that's an attack.
Why don't you let me finish? Okay,
you were filibustering, Ian.
Okay, when I got clean. My head got clear. I started doing actions that were more helpful to who I am as a human being and to my community and to my family. Before that happened, I could care less about any of that, including myself. Now, when I started reading, which is, I read fairly well, but I haven't read since high school. When I started reading, I started reading the founders. And one thing that George Washington said, who was a great man, the father of our country, is that government is a necessary evil. And I agree with him. And I agree with your point that it'd be nice if we didn't have to have government, sir, and it'd be nice if we didn't have to have laws. But that's not the reality of the situation. We're human beings, and we need to have order.
George
okay?
Bush
I don't
hemp.
Agree with oppressive order,
George,
and
George
I don't
Washington
agree with
hemp,
the
right?
government getting into people's business more than needs to be. I'm a very liberty-oriented person, believe me.
Doesn't sound
but
like
I
it.
Also realize, I also realize...
If you're liberty-oriented, you have to respect other people's freedom. And, Mark, you had a great question.
Yeah, Washington grew hemp, right? And that they throw people in jail for that now.
Do you know why they grew hemp back then, sir?
To make paper and ropes?
Ropes for ships. They weren't trying to smoke it.
Plenty of people smoked pot back then, dude.
Yes, but do you understand that they will throw people in jail?
I don't think you have your history correct, sir.
They'll throw people in jail
tonight. I think your history is mistaken. You need to read a little bit more, okay?
No, sir. I've read
and
plenty.
I'm going to tell you that from
would
my
you
experience.
Stop talking for
I
a second?
You need
you
to read a little bit more.
You understand that they will throw me in jail for growing hemp to make ropes, right?
Well, the thing is that when you see the problems that happen over in Europe as a result of them getting rid of marijuana laws, the age of first-time use.
Hold on. In Europe, high school use has dropped in Amsterdam.
The age of first-time use has gone down 3 years. Every year they have taken away the marijuana laws. That means
first of all, you don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, oh my goodness, you're talking about toddlers smoking pot now.
You don't know what you're talking about, Chris. They haven't taken away the marijuana laws in Europe. There is one
Portugal
area.
And Amsterdam.
Yeah, there are a couple of areas in Europe where they have done some level of decriminalization. And in Amsterdam, in Holland, they have seen, as you were saying, Mark, but he was talking, so he couldn't hear you. You were saying that the youth there use pot less than the youth in
high
this country.
High school usage has diminished in these areas where marijuana laws have been decriminalized because of the forbidden fruit aspect.
It's gone. There's no longer a forbidden fruit there. And in Portugal, they've decriminalized all drugs, all personal amounts of all drugs, and they've seen drastic decreases in the amount of drug addicts that they have there.
Go ahead and read that.
They have drastic decreases in the amount of violent crime and drug-related crime that happens there. So, look, if you want people to be more free, if you respect freedom, and Chris is talking a good game about respecting freedom at the same time while at the other side of his mouth talking about putting people in cages, you have to respect people's choices. and that means you have to respect their choice to do something that you wouldn't do, or to do something that you think is dangerous. I don't think jumping off of a cliff is a very good idea, but some people, that's their idea of a good time, and I would never tell them that they shouldn't be able to do what they think is a good time. As long as they don't land on my house, I think it's okay for them to jump off a cliff and do their base jumping or whatever it is that is exciting to them. There's nothing wrong with people making choices in their own lives
whatever
that you disagree with.
Whatever you like to do, somebody out there thinks it's a bad idea.
Let's talk to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Josh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Talk right into your phone. A little quiet.
All right. See, I'm in the same shape as Chris in a way, in that I'm a recovering addict also. But he has got, this is because he said some things that gave it away. He mentioned steps and meetings and all this.
Bill W.
Yeah, yeah. See, I did that too. But see, you have to accept a God. You have to admit that you are, you know, completely desolate on your own. And then you have to turn your life over to a sponsor or another person or God or, you know, whatever. It takes away the ability to think for yourself. And he's lost that ability to think for himself and been brainwashed into thinking that everybody else underneath the sun knows better than what we know ourselves. Look, I'm a recovering drug addict, but I'm the first one to say it should be decriminalized, because whenever I was in jail, the only thing that did was made me a better criminal.
Mm. You know, this is true for a lot of people that go into jail, because they'll mix up all the different criminals together, the drug criminals, the thieves, the violent criminals, and they'll mix them together and they'll learn each other's trade. I was in prison myself, and I can tell you within the first couple of months, I learned how to hotwire a car. I had a guy teach me how to storm a bank. I had all kinds of these criminals. Some guy who's talking about boosting, showing you how to go around stealing stuff from stores.
Not to mention, you can still get drugs in prison.
Oh, yeah. That just goes to show how impossible it is to control drugs.
Hey, Josh, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Sid's on the line in Indiana. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. What a funny show. This caller, was he from Oregon?
No, that was were you talking about the drug warrior?
Yeah.
He was from Charlottesville, Western Virginia.
Oh, my God. You want me to hold to this commercial?
I certainly do, Sid. You just hang on. We'll come back. More with Sid here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I mean, Chris would be funny in all of his absurdity if he weren't advocating for caging peaceful people. Like, that really gets to me when people do that stuff. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, Detox, Kidney Detox, Lymph Detox, Brain Detox, and Lung Detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you're on the line. If you're not, well, you probably can't get in tonight. But that's okay, because we do it 7 nights a week. So if you didn't feel like you got a chance to get in tonight, or maybe you didn't get enough your thoughts out tonight, Mark hosts the Sunday evening version of this program, which is available same time over at freetalklive.com tomorrow night.
That's right.
7 nights a week. So
7 nights a week.
Always plenty of time for you. We're going to continue here with your thoughts. 855-453 is the number here, the website freetalklive.com. And let's go back to Sid listening in Indiana. Sid, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so guys, I get to close things out, eh?
Not quite. There are other folks that want to talk. But
well, okay, I'll make it real quick, because I'll be brief and I won't get weird. You've had enough weird. Hey, I love this show. I look forward to my Saturdays, and I listen while I do things around the house. So I want you to know that. Also, I want you to know I love New Hampshire. I've been waiting for this weekend so that when these Republicans get in front of freedom-loving people that know how to have a voice, poor Rick will be ready to go back to the sanitarium.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, he'll have had enough of what real questions are about when he's done with you guys.
He's getting beaten up.
Good. Good.
Excellent, Sid. What else did you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. You go to the next caller.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me permission. Let's talk to, let's go to Doug listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I heard your show a couple times. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. It's what we do. Go for it.
I wanted to make a comment on gay marriage, but if I could I make a couple other comments we've been talking about?
Yeah, if you can keep them short. Go ahead.
I can keep them short. I don't have any problem with gay marriage. I have an older brother that's gay also. But I don't think gays should raise children. I've talked to other gays that agree with this, because homosexuality, it can't be normal in any species, or else it wouldn't survive very long. And I think every child deserves a chance of normalcy first. You know, if you grow into a homosexual, well, that's you. You know, that's more power to you. But I think every child needs a shot of normalcy
first. Quick question on that point, Doug, because I've known some gay people who I thought would make great parents. Do you think that a child would be better off in a relationship between two healthy gay parents or a relationship between two heterosexual abusive parents?
Inside the house or outside of the house?
Inside the house.
Probably with the two gay parents.
Yeah. See, I see plenty of, abusive relationships out there in this country, and I think that, you know, obviously I'm not saying gay people couldn't be abusive, too, but I know gay people who are just some of the greatest folks, and they're wonderful, principled, peace-loving, liberty-oriented people, and there's no reason why I don't think they should be in somebody's home. There are plenty of single-parent households. I mean, there is no chance that every child in America is going to be in an ideal...
There is no perfect family.
Right, environment.
Well, I would bet this, that at taking that demographic of children that were raised by homosexuals, that you would see a higher instance of self-abuse and maybe even suicide and therapy and so forth.
And I would bet, see the numbers on that.
I don't know if that's true or not. We don't know.
I'd love to see them.
Here, I would bet that's incorrect. And you know what? I don't research these things, but I know someone who does. Dale Burke from the Flaming Freedom podcast and radio show.
At flamingfreedom.com.
Flamingfreedom.com. In fact, if you have internet access and can visit flamingfreedom.com or lrn.fm, we host a show. Free Talk Live is on a bunch of radio stations. We're also on a couple of internet radio networks as well, and Dale's show follows ours up now. He's going to have his very first Saturday night show, and they've seen some of the research on this stuff. What I would suggest is you get in touch with FlamingFreedom.com and talk to those guys. I know they're going to have open phones tonight. They're going to be on the air after 10 o'clock Eastern time. Check them out, see what they
really
have to say. I would love to hear you call their show with that same point and see what they would say to it, because they're much more studied on the issue than I am.
Well, I'm planning on getting internet radio because I'm sick of sports taking over the programs that I like to hear.
I can completely empathize with you on that point. And, Doug, thank you.
Do you guys have any Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street listeners, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, I've gone out to Occupy
Keene. I got a message for them.
Yeah.
In the USA... See, they're being duped. In USA, and a lot of us are, you know, not just them, capitalism belongs to you and me. This is how we make our livings, you know. It doesn't belong to a government, just like marriage doesn't belong to a government. It's anything that can make a profit in our free market belongs to the people. Anything else that doesn't make a profit, we pay them to do it, you know.
You know, if only we had a free market, and Doug, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You know, I think this view of gays should be allowed to have kids comes from the idea that somehow gays are more likely to be deviant, and that there's something screwy about being gay.
I think the perfect family includes a husband and a wife. I just don't think the perfect family
does it include a dog and a cat too.
I'm not certain about that.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the perfect family is.
Wouldn't have allergies, so yes. But the dog never poops on the carpet.
Let's continue here. Brian is listening in Oregon. I think people are different and different relationships
perfect doesn't
play
exist.
Different ways. Yeah, exactly right. And I think what's better than what we have is getting kids out of the adoption centers and getting kids out of the
right.
orphanages.
Two people that love them is far better than any other situation.
Right. Let's talk to Brian listening in Oregon to KMed in Medford. Brian, you're on Free Talk.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's up?
Well, I wanted to find out more about Ron Paul. See, I'm a veteran. And I had my ears blown out in the military.
Oh, no.
And I'm having a hell of a time trying to get things taken care of through our VA system.
I am
a veteran, yes.
So okay. What do you want to know about Ron Paul? I mean, obviously his website would probably be more useful than we are, but if you've got a quick question, we could try for you.
Well, his website would be great. I don't know what that is, but...
RonPaul2012.com.
2012.com.
Ron Paul 2012.com.
You might be able to help me.
Yes.
It's like I don't understand how the government can tell whether or not I should get what I'm supposed to be getting. I got a medical discharge, and these clowns are telling me, well, we have to wait. You have to see what your record says, and we have to vote whether or not you're supposed to be getting this. Well, it's giving me 2 years, but I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to survive when they're trying to figure out how much money I'm supposed to get or what I'm not supposed
basically
to get.
You're experiencing socialized medicine. I mean, whenever you're dealing with the Veterans Administration, you're experiencing single-payer health care, socialized medicine, whatever you want to call it, government-run health care. And from the vets I've talked to, it usually is not a good story. Some vets even believe their VA doctor is trying to kill them because the doctor will get paid the same amount of money whether or not he has any patients. So, I get it that they told you that they were going to take care of you, and now you know you're finding out the truth of the matter is that it's a less than desirable system. And Brian, I wish maybe call us another time. Tell us more about your experiences. I would love to hear about them. And again, RonPaul2012.com. You'll find that interesting. And of course, if you search for Ron Paul on YouTube, you'll probably find all kinds of things. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's get Mark in here, listening in New Jersey. Mark, where are you calling from in New Jersey?
I'm on the turnpike. Driving on turnpike. I drive a truck and. From Virginia, and man, I love you guys and your show, man. It's wish more people could hear you guys, get y'all's word out there because it's real important.
And are you listening on to broadcast radio, or are you listening on XM?
On broadcast radio.
Interesting. Okay, a lot of truckers listen to us on XM, but glad to hear you picked us up on the radio.
Well, I was coming out of Delaware when I picked you up. And,
got it. But, you must have been on WGMD then. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, first off, I hate to go back, but the caller, you know, talking about locking everybody up, you know, I'm 33 years old, and I've got 3 kids and a family, and, man, when I was younger, I mean, up to 25 years old, man, I loved to smoke marijuana. I mean, it helped with my nerves, and I've had surgery, it helps with my back pain, but, you know, with society the way it is, it's just family first, so, you know, you can put things aside. It's not addictive, you know. I just wish they could do more studies and get it out there because people like that, man, that's just, you know, who we don't need on the radio to talk about.
I'm glad you brought up the medical aspect of it because we didn't even approach it from that.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the healing that that marijuana can provide people and has provided many people.
People with cancer, I mean, you know, can't eat and stuff or nausea. Man, I'm telling you, it's the best cure for nausea out there. My mom is 70-some years old, and, you know, she's had hip replacements and stuff, and, man, you know, she would smoke if it was, you know, if it was acceptable and her doctor would prescribe it to her, she would definitely, you know, or take a pill, whatever way to help, you know, because, man, right now she's on, you know, painkillers, and, that's a good alternative.
And those are horrible addictions to have, and many people, Mark, are addicted to painkillers.
Right, that's right, and that right there is an addiction. Okay.
Absolutely it is. I wish we had more time.
Yeah, Mark,
don't.
Thanks for keeping America rolling.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Be safe on the roads out there. And again, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.